It is good to be with you once again. Happy New Year's. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 24 to start with. Luke 24. Last time I was with you, we were looking at Christ in the Old Testament. When we look at the topic of Christ found in the Old Testament, it's a vast study. We begin by looking in the New Testament, however, in chapter 24, the road to Emmaus, and we find these words which the Lord Jesus spake. We find that when he, upon his resurrection, was on the road to Emmaus, and we find these two disciples that did not yet recognize who it was that was speaking to them. In verse 27, we read, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Verse 32, "And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Then across the page, verse 44, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." We find that the Lord Jesus is pointing back to the Old Testament, the scriptures that they would have available to them, and pointing out that things concerning himself, things concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, could be found throughout the Old Testament. We see, as noted there in verse 44, things from the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. The law of Moses, we think of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament. The prophets, we see many of the prophets, both the major and minor prophets, the longer and shorter prophets as they're understood, and the Psalms. We think of the poetic books, such as the Psalms and Proverbs, Song of Solomon, Ecclesiastes, such as that. Throughout the Old Testament, we see Christ. Now you may say, well, he wasn't born until we see the historical account in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We see things concerning his, not only his birth, but his earthly life and his ministry all the way to the cross in his burial, resurrection, and ascension. That is true, but yet we find in the Old Testament many passages that talk about him. Prophetic passages, hundreds of years, even thousands of years before his incarnation, we see things taught in the Old Testament, pointing out that one, the Messiah, that he would come. And there's tremendous amount of teaching and volume of teaching about this one and what would happen. And yet we come to the New Testament, we see that it had come to pass in that one person, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only do we see prophetic passages, we see many things that are in picture and type. Things that are reminders of the Lord Jesus through the stories and the characters of the Old Testament. We endeavor to look at an overview of Genesis in this study already. And in that study, we see many characters that remind us of the Lord Jesus Christ in the things and the events of their lives. I'd like to turn back today and let's turn to the book of Leviticus, please. Leviticus corresponds well with the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, for it reminds us of things about the Lord Jesus and things concerning approach to God and how we worship the Lord as we remember what he has done. And we think about aspects of who he is. When we look at a book such as Leviticus, we find much detail about things concerning instructions that God had given Israel. But I want to look at just a few high points that remind us particularly of the Lord Jesus. We see some familiar passages perhaps to many of us, such as in chapters 1 to 7, it speaks of the five offerings that Israel was told to carry out. Keep in mind, once you leave the book of Genesis, you come into the life of Moses. And that's what we're endeavoring to look at a little bit this morning, is the times of the life of Moses, even though we're not specifically thinking of him in great detail. But from Leviticus, or excuse me, backing up to Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, these books of Moses, after you leave Genesis, we see the 120 years, the lifespan of Moses, and the chain of events that happened through his life, and what the Lord did in dealing with that nation of Israel. We see as they were out in the wilderness, and of course, because they did not move into the promised land upon their first opportunity, we see the disobedience and how there was 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Moses had been used to deliver them out of Egypt, away from the hand of Pharaoh, across the Red Sea. All wonderful pictures of the Lord's deliverance in our lives. And yet we see the generation muddled around for 40 years in the wilderness. Yet within that, we find in the book of Leviticus many things that remind us of the Lord Jesus. For these first seven chapters deal with what we call five offerings. It deals with the way of approach to God. They were told to bring these different sacrifices, as it were, as a way of approach to God. The first one in chapter 1 is called the burnt offering. And then we find there is a meal offering in chapter 2, which is unique because there is no blood. There is no animal to be brought in that case. But then in chapter 3, there was the peace offering. Chapter 4 and 5, we see the sin and trespass offering. And then following on through the remainder of 5, 6, and 7, deals with things that follow up and give more information about these five offerings. So I would just give a bit of an overview of this before we move on further in the book. When we think of these five offerings, we think of the Lord Jesus Christ in each of those five. In the burnt offering of chapter 1, we notice here that, as we read in verse 3, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. There are some unique things you can take your time and look at and see applications about the Lord Jesus here. And by the way, you remember some few visits ago, I brought a large Bible chart on a color chart, and it was dealing with the tabernacle. And so when you think about the tabernacle, which was erected in the wilderness in the days of Moses, and how they would take it and move, as it were, and they would follow, as it were, the Lord's direction, we see that that tabernacle is a wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus. That tent that was found out in the midst of the wilderness, and how the Lord teaches us about it, yet Old and New Testament, how it reminds us of Christ. The Lord Jesus, John 1, talks about how he tabernacled amongst us. As it were, he came from heaven, this one from glory, yet he became a man. Again, the incarnation. We're thinking about recently these days of remembering the Lord and his birth at Christmas time. We think of how he left the realms of glory. He came, as it were, as a babe, but yet he was also the eternal Son of God that was sent. And he tabernacled. He was veiled in the flesh. Man couldn't look upon him in his full glory, but yet he was in the body of a man. Fully man, yet fully God. Willing to do the Father's will and go all the way to the cross, yet the death of the cross for you and me as a man. Well, so we think about here is that tabernacle in the wilderness, and here are these offerings that are to be brought, as it were, is a way of approach to God in the Old Testament economy. And as we read these verses in chapter 1, it speaks of a male without blemish. Oh, how true it is of the Lord Jesus Christ, that one sent from God, as we see that Holy One who knew no sin, a male without blemish, the impeccable one, the perfect one, the one who knew no sin, that was made sin for us. As you think of this offering that was brought, this burnt offering, this offering reminds us of how that the Lord Jesus did the Father's perfect will. The perfect one who came and he did the Father's will. And we see that he was accepted. The Father accepted that perfect sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. And thus, because of his acceptance of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I, if we receive Christ as our Savior, we are accepted in the Beloved. There's the promise of our acceptance before a holy, righteous God if we're found in Christ. So we find, again, the burnt offering, a reminder of the Lord Jesus doing the Father's perfect will. But then you come to chapter 2 and you see this rather unique offering, the one that speaks of a bloodless sacrifice. And so how does this remind us of Christ? Well, we think of how he was a perfect man. He came in such a way that he was able to die for our sins.